the U.S. Congress is at a standstill Wednesday, with its lower house paralyzed by the ousting of its speaker, and lawmakers facing a deadline just 6 weeks away to approve spending bills and avoid a government shutdown. The lack of a functioning House of Representatives and the prospect of losing more days to identifying and electing a speaker candidate leaves in limbo several important spending bills, including those providing foreign military financing, international humanitarian aid, and efforts to counter China's influence. Crowds of protesters gathered outside the Bank of Ghana's head office on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says they are demanding the central bank governor resign.
This protest is the latest show of frustration over rising living costs and unemployment in one of West Africa's largest economies.
I want to make history. I want to get a good one. It's enough, boy. It's enough.
Many in the crowds, which converged on the central bank's head office, were dressed in red and black. Those are colours traditionally worn at funerals.
There's no progress. There's nothing.
Businessman Alhaji Guntu said the youth are particularly affected. In July, the Bank of Ghana posted a record loss of 60.8 billion Cedi, or about 5.3 billion US dollars, for 2022.
Reuters David Doyle, who says the loss was mostly due to debt restructuring. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday vowed to introduce legislation to reduce tobacco use, saying there is no safe level of smoking. His proposal would make it an offence for anyone born on or after January 1, 2009, to be sold tobacco. Essentially, at some point, it just becomes illegal. This is VOA News. The head of the Communist Party in Taiwan has been in